your city, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back once again. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 80.
Jeez.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
80.
80.
Yeah.
80, holy cow. 80 times we've sat here and done this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it was a great week. It got up to 73 degrees.
Oh, man.
And now it was like 20 and snow today. Only in Michigan.
Sucks.
Only in Michigan.
I got this new Zeno stuff that we talked about a few podcasts
yes.
ago. I was going to use it. Couldn't.
No.
You know why? Because my wife backs her car into my Jeep and they both got to go to the body shop.
Can you believe it?
Thanks, Chris.
First not my
wife,
fault.
Yeah, first you back into your fence, and then I back into mine, and then your wife gets into a car wreck, and then my wife does too.
I don't know. It's just, you know.
Stay the hell away from me, man.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
You believe in all that jinx and karma and shit?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Knock on wood, though.
Yeah, see, there you go. Every time the wings are going to get a shutout, there you are knocking on some piece of wood. Stop wrecking your cars.
It's superstition.
It's lame.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, welcome to the Camaro Z28.com podcast before I lunge over the desk at Chris and try to choke him out. Mo money.
Yeah, $950 million.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. GM made some money the fourth quarter of 2006.
And how did that happen?
Best quarter in 2 years.
How'd it happen?
Well, they put their restructuring plan into effect, and they got rid of a lot of people, and sales were up a little bit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So well, maybe.
They're cautiously optimistic that, you know, everything's going on track.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they don't think that they're going to have a profitable year in 2007. It's kind of a wait and see. Their CFO was saying. So, I mean, it sounds good. I mean, it's better than the $6 billion that they lost last year.
Right. The only thing that is, it sucks that they had to cut a lot of people's jobs, you know, to make that happen. But I guess it just shows that, God help me, it was necessary.
Yeah.
You know, devil's advocate there.
Yeah. And it appears that they're on the right track. So, I mean, it's looking good.
Sales are going to be great in 2009.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dealer markups are going to be awesome, too.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Can't wait to get my 2009 Camaro. In fact,
yeah,
looks like I'm going to be having mine in sometime next month.
Next month?
Next month.
Your 2009 next month?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be about 1/64th scale, but it'll be all mine. The whole diecast thing that we talked about last week, man, that's just taken off like
it's
a rocket.
Exploded.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm expected to have an actual produced prototype in my hands sometime next month, and then production is going to complete sometime a couple months after that.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We opened up the pre-orders there on the 10th, like we talked about at midnight, and I had 200 orders before the end of the weekend.
Wow.
It's just amazing. I was just doing this just to see if I could do it, and so far I can. And maybe I'll do another one afterwards. I don't know. I need to take a break between the two because it's a whole lot of work organizing all these orders. 1,500 cars made.
It's going to be fun shipping,
isn't
it?
That means 1,500 cars I'm going to have to ship one way or another.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. But if you guys haven't checked it out and don't even know what the heck we're talking about here, you know, I commissioned Greenlight Collectibles to make a special Camaro Z28.com 2009 Chevrolet Camaro. So you can, you know, have a little one before you get the real one.
Yeah.
And
And I think the color scheme is just absolutely perfect.
Yeah?
Black with silver stripes.
And red.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, red on the packaging anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's black with silver stripes. And they're not light silver. They're meant to be dark silver. And then it's got some big old torque thrust wheels on it that the centers are going to be painted to match.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the hood's open on these cars.
Do they really?
Yeah. I had to sacrifice one to take some measurements of it so I could make sure I got the packaging right.
Sure.
And I popped open the hood and it's rather detailed for being 1/64th of scale. So I put in a special request that I did not mention anywhere else but here.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to get one and actually crack one open and know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So how do you order? Just
go surprise.
To CamaroZ28.com/diecast.
Nice.
Find out what the surprise is. Well, I encourage people to order two. One, or actually three. One to keep, one to open, and one to trade.
Oh, my God. You know how many cars we're going to have to sign?
Well, probably about 100, 150, because the first 150 had the option to be signed by you and I and Scott Settlemyer.
I know, but that's still a lot.
get a couple of those silver markers and case of beer and call it done. Scott's got to sign a bunch,
we'll
too.
See. We'll see what the first signature and the last one looks like at the end of the night.
It's going to look pretty good on the by the first one, but by the before last the one, beer? It's going to be a line.
After the beer.
It's just going to be one line right across.
Oh, God.
With, you know, damn, I'm tired written underneath it or something like that. My hand hurts. You know, but yeah, like I said, if you guys want to check it out, you can see what the packaging looks like. It's got a really cool 3D rendering by Steven Whitaker, the guy that helped me with the Bring on the Storm video.
Sure, sure.
Of what the final car is going to be based on, and that's going to be on like a trading card in the packaging. You'll see what I'm talking about if you just go to the page there, CamaroZ28.com/diecast.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Cheap, nice. Too. $10.
Plus shipping.
Thank you.
So last week we were talking about how they are talking about making the right-hand drive Camaro.
Yeah.
And didn't we mention that we would like to hear from our friend over in the UK?
Oh, our bloke Chris St. Clair?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
And he sent us an email.
Yeah. I'd love to hear his voice, you know. Yeah. I'd like to have him call in. But yeah, call in, Chris. We know you're listening. But he sent us this quick little email, and I'm going to read this off here. And no, I'm not going to do some accent. I'll mess that all up. Hi, guys. Regarding the right-hand drive Camaro, it's an interesting one. I can't find any reference to it on the usual sites, but I'd struggle to see it as a particularly saleable in the UK. Chevrolet currently sells something like 50 Corvettes a year here. 50.
That's all?
That's it.
Wow.
It's going to be rather expensive for UK buyers as, you know, I don't even know how to say this. Is it Vauxhall or Vauxhall?
I don't know.
I think it's Vauxhall. Vauxhall Chevrolet doesn't seem to understand the UK market, the Monaro being case in point. Fantastic car, poorly marketed, and it did not sell well. Ironically, Vauxhall is to sell the new Commodore SSZ, I think, as a VXR, which is Vauxhall's performance range. It should sell for about £35,000, which is right around $70,000.
Damn.
Which is not bad for a four-door sedan with the performance of a BMW M5. Yeah.
Okay. You
know, where's Z06 performance for a Z06 price? Yeah. I wonder if the real reason the right-hand drive Camaro is that it would become a world car, as the chassis and running gear would then only need cosmetic bodywork for each country. It could then serve as a Monaro for Australia, the same for the UK, and maybe a Monte Carlo / Camaro for the Middle East. It says, keep up the good work, Chris St. Clair.
Well, thanks for that email, Chris.
Interesting stuff. And yeah. I hazard a guess that he's right on that last paragraph about it just being skinnable. You know,
yeah, it's a possibility.
I think that's the deal.
Yeah,
I think that's the gig. Because I mean, they went through all sorts of hell just to get the GTO to be left-hand drive for the states here, and I don't think they want to go through that hassle going the opposite way.
Exactly.
So, always love to hear from you, buddy. Give us a call.
Yeah. So we got this contest going on now, huh?
Yeah.
Our fifth of sixth.
5 out of 6.
Yeah. And we're asking people to call in and let us know if they're gonna buy the new fifth gen Camaro when it comes out and stuff like that.
Or
so
if they're gonna wait, or just kind of their overall feeling on when it comes out. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So we got a voicemail this week we'd like to play for you.
That's right. Hit it.
Hey, it's BayerZ28. I figured I can contribute to the latest podcast question. I don't really think I'll get a Camaro right when they come out. I worked at a dealership for a little while, and I noticed there's a couple things that, you know, when a fresh vehicle first comes out and it's a very new, it's a brand new model, they still have to work the bugs out of it. And that seems to take about a year. I remember with the Luminas, they had problems with the cradle bolts. Something they had a campaign on that, and for the front K member, whatever you want to call it. And I'll wait for them to work the bugs out of it, so I don't have to keep, you know, maybe occasionally take it back to the dealership for the little problems it might have, even just little things, and maybe windshield wiper problems or signal lights or something like that. But anyway, I think I'll wait a little while for it. It'll kill me with seeing them driving around, and my car's going to be paid off in about 8 months here. But yeah, that's my opinion. I think I'll just wait a little bit on it, wait for Chevrolet to work the bugs out of it. Thanks, guys. Website rocks, man. Let it.
Well, thanks for that voicemail.
Good one.
Yeah. Not too much of my concern.
Yeah, I don't think I've got the same
problem. Fifth gen, I'm not concerned about first year bugs at all. GM has really improved the quality in the last, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
This ain't no 90 Lumina that's going to be coming out with the bad cradle bolts. No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's bound to be bugs here and there, but
right.
Hell, any year car has it. I just don't think it's, it used to be said all the time, and I think we covered this in a previous podcast, where never want to buy a first. Well, shit, dude. If you don't buy the fruit, and if nobody bought it, then they wouldn't make a second year.
Yeah, but you got a point there.
I guess I'm just willing to take the chance of being wrong.
Yeah, my most recent first model year car I bought was a Pontiac G6. Not a problem with it.
How many miles you racked that up to?
I don't know. It was a lease. Oh. I had a 2-year lease on it and turned it in when I was done. Never had a problem.
No?
No. No rattles. Nothing.
Cool.
So I'm not too concerned.
Me neither.
Not at all.
I guess I'm willing to take the chance, though. If there is an issue, I'm willing to take that chance.
Sure.
Of course, I'm just going to mod the crap out of it anyway. Yeah. So the warranty will probably be voided within 48 hours of me buying it. So what do I care? I'm going to go absolutely nuts. Anyway, thank you very much for that voicemail. We'd like to hear some more about this because we do have this iPod we want to give away to the one that we kind of dig the most.
Yes, definitely.
So all you got to do is pick up the phone and leave a voicemail message just like the one that was just given to us. And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, we got to wrap this one up because we're running out of time already.
Yeah, man.
One thing I did want to mention before we cut out of here is something cool in the appearance section, in case you guys don't venture into that. A company called Focus Tech is making encapsulated, I guess you could say, LS1 style headlights for LT1 Camaros. But these guys have done some pretty interesting work for example, on Impala SSs, where they take it one step further than just shoving a H4 bulb in behind a lens.
Okay.
Their work is pretty interesting. Definitely check it out in the appearance section. The thread is entitled, "Who would be interested in a different headlight assembly for 93 to 97 Camaros?" And Focus Tech is apparently making one of these. They've stepped up to be a supporting vendor of the site.
Excellent,
this
excellent.
This thing has got 373 replies and 11,000 views, almost up to almost 12,000.
Yeah, they started this back in, October, November?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so there's definitely interest.
I'm amazed that somebody hasn't stepped up and done this years ago, though. You know?
Kudos to those guys.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have a huge success on their hands because, if I still had an LT1 Camaro, I'd definitely buy a set. No question about it.
Well, I do have an LT1 Camaro. Maybe I'll buy a set.
There you go. So check it out, and it's there in the appearance section.
Excellent.
All right, man, I'm out of here.
All right, let's get out.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, if I got the music queued up here. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Definitely check it out in the appearance section. It's called My Ass Is on Fire.